Everyone, how's everybody doing this morning? Well, I'll open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for this time to spend in your word. Give me the your wisdom to help me with this message, and help me and help all those be with the Storm family and the church family as we as we remember our dear pastor, Storm. Be with Carol and the family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, good morning, and welcome to this morning's devotionals. Today I'm going to start on a little trek that I've thought about, and that I feel the Lord lead me to head towards is a journey of Paul's, not so much his teachings, but Paul himself. I find him an interesting person, and keep him kind of with the character of different Bible people. But Paul is quite extensive, so it'll be multiple days, quite a few days actually. And I wanted to start off with just a little brief synopsis of Paul in his early years. Paul, of course, is from Tarsus, which is in modern-day Turkey, and he was born about 1 A.D., and not sure exactly when, but he at some point, I'll just review his family situation a little bit first. His father was a Pharisee, and we know this. Let me just read first a little bit about Paul in Acts 22:3, is where we're introduced to him. I am verily a man, which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, which is on the southern coast of modern-day Turkey. Yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous towards God, as you are all this day. And we know that he was from Tarsus, and that his father was a Pharisee, according to Acts 23:6. Get my program working right here. It says, but when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. And that's where we note that his father was a Pharisee also. Of the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am called in question. And we'll get to that verse maybe in the future, but that's just to point out that he was a Pharisee himself at one point, and that his father was also a Pharisee. It's a little harder to do by yourself than I realize it was. So okay, I think I'm better set up now. So some other key notes about his family. He has a sister, and she lived in Jerusalem when he was an adult. I assume she was probably still in Tarsus when he was a young man. But we find that in chapter Acts 23:16. And when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. Again, that's later in life, but it acknowledges the fact that Paul did have a sister, and that at this time when this was being talked about, in Acts 23, They were both in Jerusalem. So, and let's see. His early childhood, he was from the tribe of, as we mentioned earlier, he was from the tribe of Benjamin. And again, we show you he was born in Tarsus. I don't know anything about his mother. The Bible doesn't mention anything about her. But the other thing that we noticed was that about the time, I wasn't able to research exactly when, but we know that he at some point came to Jerusalem, probably as a fairly young man. Because he actually learned under, as we noted in verse 3, that he was brought up at on the feet of Gamaliel, and Gamaliel was me find the verse here. Was actually a like a teacher. He was considered like the a doctor of the law, and you'll find that in Acts 5:34. And he said there stood up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had a reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostle forth a little space. That's a just using that reference just to show that who he was, and that. And so somewhere probably about when Paul was a young man, I think that the most Jews when they were about 13 is when they would go to learn from somebody, and being his father was a Pharisee, most likely that's his father sent him to Jerusalem. And don't really say the exact date, but I'm guessing it's probably around when he was 12, 13 years old. That's typical of the Jewish young man to start learning a trade at that point. And so he went to Jerusalem and he learned under Gamaliel. And so that's the first part of. There is a reference to him learning tent making, which is in Acts 18:3. I'm not sure where that where he learned that, but maybe it was at the same time when he was down in Jerusalem. I might do a little more research on that to figure out exactly where he learned tent making. But you'll see in Acts 18:3, he makes reference to it that he was a trained tent maker, and because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought for by their occupation they were tent makers. And the he in this, if you look at 18:1, he'll say that. We're talking about Paul. That's a little background on Paul and just a little introduction on who Paul is. And coming up in future devotionals, I think I'm going to have continue to kind of have a tour, and we'll follow him through his different travels through the and next time we meet tomorrow, I'll have ready we'll talk some more about Paul and his early life, and how he became a apostle from under Jesus himself. So that's all I have for today, and I hope everybody has a great day. And we'll talk again tomorrow. And I'll just end with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day, and thank you so much for all those who are listening, and give them a blessing. Blessed day, and it all have a all be safe and be have a good day. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you, and we'll see you all tomorrow.